This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I said, what? Not man. Dang, dang, wang, man.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app, and you know we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You guys going to watch this Tom Brady roast coming up on Sunday?
I probably won't. I'll miss it.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
Yeah,
I'm just not sure how aggressive they're going to be with him. I think Belichick's one of the roasters, by the way.
I think they're going to be really aggressive.
You think so?
Yes. Here's the dynamic, and I'm not saying this to like, oh, you know, people, they don't really understand. But I would say locker room talk cuts like knives, man.
Ooh.
And that is what we're about to get between the former players he played with and even Bill Belichick, who, even in his team meetings, I mean, look, I've never been in his team meetings, but I've been in a lot of coaches who tried to mimic what those are like. And that is not for the faint of heart. So I think it's going to be spectacular, and it's going to be rough.
Like,
who's the one comedian? Is it Anthony Jeselnik who talks like very like dark?
Yeah.
Like about death and everything all the
yeah,
time?
I think he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Just yeah. Like, well, really? All I'm saying is imagine that times eight people up there just digging in on him the whole time.
The problem is Greg Giraldo passed away. Look up Greg Giraldo's roast. The stuff is so offensive that you cannot believe that he didn't just get assaulted. Like he went after everybody from Warren Sapp to David Hasselhoff to nobody was untouchable. And then I think Jeff Ross is going to be, he's always the, like the roast master. So he's going to be, the kind of leading the charge with all this, but I'm wondering which comedians show up. Is Gillis going to get the call?
Didn't they say Kevin Hart was going to be a part of it?
Kevin Hart. I've not seen if Shane Gillis would be, I would imagine there'd be some comedians that have some sort of tie back to Boston, right? Have they said if Mark Wahlberg's going to be a part of it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I feel like he would be a surprise person to be involved.
I could see that.
Yeah. Well, listen, the one place you're not going to see Tom Brady is back on the field in New England. We can assure you. There was some speculation that, you know, Brady said he would be open to a potential return. He threw out the Patriots, the 49ers, the Raiders, just kind of having fun, a what-if scenario if somebody needed him. The new Patriots head coach, Gerard Mayo, was on the Greg Hill Show, and he spoke about the potential of Tom Brady returning to New England.
I love Tom, and the door is always open if he wants to come in here and coach. But as far as going on the field, I don't know. But if he comes in here, once again, going back to the – hey, the best player will play. You got to come here and compete. And he loves competition. So I doubt he's going to be walking through these doors anytime soon.
If he wanted to come back and play, why the hell would he play for the Patriots? They're going
to. There's even talk of, like, if he wanted to come back and coach, it's like, why the hell would he want to coach? I mean, like, for starters, he's making $37.5 million to be on TV.
Jeez.
Someone going to pay him that? Maybe playing, but not coaching. I don't really understand.
If he was going to come back and play, San Fran and Vegas are the places that make sense. Like, if somebody needed him, if there was an injury, God forbid, to Brock Purdy or something like that, but I don't even think it's even allowed, if he's going to be owner of the Raiders, that he can come back and play. So the whole conversation was just odd. It's not going to happen. And call me, like, listen, maybe I'm on an island. I'm more interested in seeing what he's like as a broadcaster than him coming back to return as a player. I want to see how this works. I want to see how good he's going to be.
Back to the roast. So Belichick's going to be a part of it. Do you think it's more of a decision Belichick made almost to get back at Kraft in a way? Is Robert Kraft going to be a part of it?
I
haven't seen anything that says Kraft will be a part
of it. Yeah, if I was Robert Kraft, I'd probably steer clear from a roast. You know,
you're up next.
The problem is, it's not just the guy who's getting roasted. It's everybody else on stage in attendance. You're also going to get it, too.
And 100%.
So, like, if I was Robert Kraft and you don't want any stories about
Super Bowl,
easy
target.
Oh, my God.
Easy target.
He steps out on stage. He's got a bullseye on him.
Easy target.
Like, it ain't on his back. It's on the front.
Dang.
Yeah. But my point is, it seems like he's getting outside the box for Bill Belichick. He was a part of the draft coverage. Now he's doing this. I don't know if this is going to work out well for Robert Kraft.
It's not.
You know, in the end, he's going to look like the bad guy. And people are going to forget about his role in their success in comparison to Tom and Bill.
He's going to become infamous.
Yeah, well, they're going to be out there more.
Dang.
He's going to kind of be sit back in the shadows. But I almost wonder, too, if Bill committed to this before Robert Kraft even if he wanted to. Because now you'd think, oh, maybe they both can be involved. But to your point, A, he'd be an easy target, and B, well, Belichick already committed to it. So how's that interaction going to work out after the documentary came out where Kraft basically tried to bury Belichick?
And also, the more that people talk about the documentary and the more that there's pushback on it, even Robert Kraft tried to say, oh, well, you know, we didn't have any input on that. And it was like, all right, it's Kraft LLC at the end of the credits each episode. It feels
Did they fund it?
Yeah, like, and that's
paid for it. If you pay for it, you can have a say in what ends up coming out on the other side.
So when all these former players are coming out going, man, I don't like the way Belichick was being represented, and it's not just one or two. It's Brady, it's Gronk, it's Devin McCourty, it's Rodney Harrison, it's, you know, Stephon Gilmore. Like, all these guys have come out afterwards.
I was tricked.
Yeah,
like I was duped.
And they're pissed about it.
They were telling me it was one thing, and it turned out to be something else. Like, that's what I've heard.
And so it feels like the tables have turned to where now, you know, Belichick was he's got to go, he's the problem. And, you know, one of the pieces of that article that came out from Seth Wickersham and company was that, you know, Belichick kind of views it as, if he goes somewhere else and has success, who does Robert Kraft have to blame if the coach and the quarterback went somewhere else and won, and you've still got a bag of crap for a football team that you've had for the past few years? And it's not.
I'll say this: when we first were talking about it, I took a stance like, man, Kraft is Kraft, and in so many ways he is. Kraft is Kraft. But the more I've listened to you guys, and the more I've kind of dug into it, it does seem a tad bit curious that the stakes are so high on every little thing that happens. Like, this is just a roast. All it should be is really, it's a roast, right? But yet it still turns into like a politically driven, you know, politics between them and what's going on. And it's like, it just seems all so calculated. Like, who called for the roast, right, with Tom Brady? Because there's something to that. And you got to believe it's something to it based upon probably that documentary coming out. I just think that it just seems interesting now that why would Robert Kraft put himself, you're the owner of the franchise, why would you ever put yourself in a position where you become infamous when you've done so many great things with two of the greatest to ever be a part, more than two. You've done it with multiple greatest ever of all time. Why even go down that? Why let your ego take you down that road? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Remember when Breer brought up the point, and it was kind of, I think we even said, you know, that's an angle of this that we hadn't thought about, but that Robert Kraft desperately wants to get into the Hall of Fame, and that there was some thought that once that stuff came out, you know, where he went to, you know, Orchids of Asia or whatever it's called in Jupiter, Florida.
You love saying
it. It's just so good.
It is a great name, like, to mess up.
It really is. Like
if you were going to try to get out of this one, like, hey, where was it that we caught these people at? It was called Orchids of Asia. Like, you can't get out of the way of that.
He went from Robert Kraft, owner of a team that won 6 Super Bowls, to Bobby Orchids.
Orchids.
With the flip of a switch.
I had at least 20 text messages. Sam, Bobby Orchids, really? Really? Yeah, Bobby Orchids? It's kind of dope.
It's a
t-shirt.
So I wonder if he's almost in desperation mode where he's got
a great t-shirt.
Bobby Orchids? Come on, man.
That's with the logo in the background.
Oh, my God.
One of those, like, caricatures of Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah. Man. Bobby Orchids.
What a design. I wonder if he's almost in desperation mode where he's got to try and change the narrative and the discussion about himself because he feels like maybe time's running out and he's got to get into the Hall of Fame. I guess Jerry Jones getting in before him really bothered him, like really bothered him. And when you think about it, he's got all the credentials. Like, he's got all those Super Bowl champions. He's run a successful franchise.
Sure. He's going in, but yeah. He's going in.
Okay. I mean,
there's no way Robert Kraft is not going into the NFL Hall of Fame.
He will definitely make it in. The question is, does he make it in ahead of Mike Shanahan? And the one thing that I think he has going for him that voters will be cognizant of is he is 82 years old. And so I think they look at someone like, I mean, not that you ever should, you know, take that for granted just because Mike Shanahan's 11 years younger. It doesn't mean that you should surpass him because Kraft is older, but I think there is a thought to that. Like, hey, let's get an older guy in so he can be welcomed while he's still alive instead of potentially after his passing. So that would be the one thought, I think, because it's really between Mike Shanahan and Robert Kraft at this point, is it not?
Why the hell would Mike Shanahan not be in the Hall of Fame by now?
I have no idea. It almost like when Albert Breer brought that up, I thought he was a part of the Hall of Fame already. I just assumed, and I was like, I looked up, like, wait a second, he's not a part of the Hall of Fame? It's ridiculous.
I mean, like, what other credentials do you need from him to be as far as like offensive minds that have changed the game or revolutionized the game? Like, Mike Shanahan's on a list, right? Of guys that have implemented something that is still used all these years later.
Yes.
So
widely used by the league. It's almost probably half the offenses.
And so you figure the Super Bowls, the Hall of Fame players he coached, the, you know, his innovations and ideas and stuff that he uses, and still just not in the Hall of Fame. There's no scandal. There's no, like, you know, background issues or anything like that. And for whatever reason, he's still not in the Hall of Fame. It's just odd. So hopefully he'll get in, and hopefully that happens soon. But no, if you're
no Mikey Orchids,
if you're if you're Bobby Orchids, I would steer clear of that roast on Cinco de Mayo.
Hey.
That's not a safe place for you.
He still might get hit with a stray wherever he's sitting. Wherever he's sitting, he's still gonna get hit.
Like if you were a professional comic and they called you and said, "Hey, can you come up with some material for us?" If somebody threw that at you and said, "By the way, here's this in case you were interested," that's the open and the close of my set. Like, I would open with Bobby Orchids and I would close with Bobby Orchids. And especially knowing that Belichick and Tom Brady are there just to make everybody feel that much more awkward. So we'll see how it plays out.
I don't think it makes it feel awkward. I think they'd probably just start laughing.
Brady would probably feel awkward, but I think Belichick would love it.
Yeah,
because they tried to shame him with that, that walk of shame video from Nantucket last year. Please, guy trying to have a good time with his shirt off. You know, God forbid he takes home a stray.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been Lee for all we know.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
By the way, an update on Lee's status, by the way.
Yeah, no chance he makes it to the end of the show, I'll say that.
Yeah. Lee, what do you think about that?
Cannot confirm nor deny.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Final sound
words.
Like LeBron right there.
Final
like,
words.
What the hell does that mean?
It was not me. All right. We played
taps for Lee.
We're going to talk about Lee all offseason now. Golly, Lee.
All right. It is two.
I will not answer that question. Thank you.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to take a look back. There was a big time move made in the NFL, and it did not go well for somebody involved. We'll tell you why that is coming up next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks
tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. The hell is this?
What do you mean? What
is it? It's a good song, man.
You've never been a jukebox hero?
No.
No, he's actually never has.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like who. What band for the podcast listeners? If they want to find this hot hit, what's the name of this song, Lorena?
That's the name of it.
Jukebox Hero.
It's by Foreigner, dude. Come on.
Jeez.
You know music. Don't act like you don't know this song.
I really didn't. I've never heard this song in my life before. I really haven't.
Eddie's sitting there disappointed in you, bro.
Well, no, because I usually navigate in the good song waters, so I don't really venture over into this part of the pool.
That's a super shallow area for you.
This is a classic.
That's a puddle for you, Jonas.
Damn.
Golly.
Eddie, what's wrong? I've never heard this song before.
I hope you're lying.
I really have never heard this song before.
You've lost so much respect in my eyes.
Now I know it.
Yeah. You can't be serious, can you, Jonas?
Yeah, okay, the beginning of the song I just didn't recognize, but the chorus I recognize.
Don't backpedal now.
No, now I get it.
They have ridiculed you enough that you're backpedaling, though.
Oh, no, the song's still sucks.
You can't claim to be in the music and not know songs like that.
No, I mean, it's still a bad song, but I did recognize the chorus. I mean, let's not bury the lead here.
Hey, bro, you deserve every comment they say to you on X. I'm going to start retweeting those, too.
You should be.
I'm going to like them.
All the ones Tweeter. Crazy or blocked on mine.
You should be a better friend.
I don't even see those.
Have you seen that? LeVar, you know my whole theory on the ones Jonas retweets?
Mm-hmm.
He makes them up. He's got all these burner accounts because it makes him more provocative. Right. So then it gets people to be like, oh my gosh, what's this guy saying for having all these people saying these ridiculous things about him?
There were two that came through on Saturday that I couldn't retweet because I was like, that's a bit much.
What did they say?
Well, it was in reference to Caleb Williams and his fingernail polish. Oh, yeah. So you can probably figure where that one went.
Dang.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that lean pretty hard into Jonas. But again, rightfully so when you take the stance that you do half the time.
Bang, bang.
Who are you shooting up?
You. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, here's the thing is, I try to defend you when I can, but man, some of your takes, bad.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, what do you want me to do? It is what it is. We're just trying to figure out whether or not we're going to have a fully produced show all the way up until its conclusion here.
I'm not worried about that.
By the way, coming up in 20 minutes from now, I can't even imagine what Would You Rather's Lead the Lap is going to come up with in about 20 minutes from now.
I'm sure you're going to help him, whatever he does.
No, I will not. LeVar's a witness to that. I do not help him with anything. As far as Would You Rather's go,
I don't know. I talked to Lorena yesterday, and she's like, yeah, those two
I think I help a bit more on the Would You Rather's, though.
Oh,
that's true.
Okay, Lorena.
I do.
Lorena jumped
right on in there, huh? Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Damn.
How
right,
you feel
so,
about that, Leroy Jonas? How you feel about that?
That's fine. I like being surprised. It's just when Lee goes morbid when he's like, would you rather be dead or
would you rather
shot
know when you're
going
to die or how you're going to
right,
die?
Right, like stuff like
classic.
That.
Would classic.
Would you rather be stabbed or shot? It's like, I don't know, man. Neither.
Drown or fall from a height.
That's a good one. I'll use that.
Jeez. I mean, which would you rather, drown or fall from a plane?
Neither.
Dang.
I don't want to talk about it. It's depressing.
I'm going to use that now.
I think at least falling from the plane would be more enjoyable until you hit the ground. Drowning wouldn't be enjoyable at all.
Yeah. But they say you just fall asleep and when you're drowning.
Oh, come on.
I've heard multiple.
I mean, how could you give a report,
how
though?
Do you know?
Yeah, Lee. Oh, Lee, where was that going,
how
Lee?
How could you give a report?
Well, people have drowned and been resuscitated. My old man drowned and was resuscitated.
He drowned it.
And what did your old man say?
He said it was the worst thing he ever experienced ever.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. It doesn't sound like that. I'd be want to be on that.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the guy that fell out of the plane that hit the ground, you know? What do you say, Lee?
I hadn't heard from that guy yet. It's usually a woman, too, by the way. Did you hear? She landed on a termite mound, and she was bitten by so many termites that it brought her blood.
What are you talking about?
Dude,
Let him finish.
Oh, she landed on a red ant mound.
Termites.
Can you start the story from the beginning?
She was skydiving, and her parachute malfunctioned. Oh. She landed on a termite or a red ant mound, whatever it was. Right. She got bit so many times that it resuscitated her because it shocked her system into living again. And she lived another, like, 40 years.
I thought you were going to say like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Oh, boy. I made it till 12:30. Sweet.
No, it's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Damn. How bad were they biting her that woke her up out of death?
Oh, they was going after
her. Oh, my God.
I mean, it was really painful.
They were fed. I'll tell you that.
They were like, oh, my God.
Like, look at this.
Damn, we got a free parachute out of this whole thing.
Thank you, ant gods. Thank you.
We got an unused parachute, too? My God. They went to work on her.
Woke her up. I've been bitten by red ants before. Fire ant. Oh, bruh. That is like, I feel like I heard them biting.
Like into your flesh?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Tore my ankles right on up. Walked through a whole bunch of, I don't remember where I was at. I believe I was in the islands. And they went to work. I had to jump in some water. I was like, I'm going to drown y'all mother effer.
So does that make Ozzy Osbourne that much more legendary?
Yeah, what did you say he did again?
So the guys from Motley Crue said that they were out partying with him one time, and he got down on the ground and snorted up a row of fire ants.
Jeez. It just depends on if they lived.
What has been in your nose that you could snort up a row of fire ants and live to tell?
If they were alive, he's a stone cold gangster for that. For no reason at all. That's crazy.
I got nothing on this.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, listen.
Here's
where Brady Quinn's going to take center stage.
Come on, what you got?
We have the final tally in the Deshaun Watson trade.
All right.
From the Houston Texans over to the Cleveland Browns. Because there was a lot of termites. There's a lot here. A lot of players coming and going, and
you can combat them with stiff towels.
Yeah, you can.
Take them right on out of here.
So, Brady, you got a list of these names that have been put together, because the more you look back on this, the more you realize Houston absolutely fleeced Cleveland on this deal. Mm. And I understand the reason behind why they wanted to make the deal. Baker Mayfield wanted out, and they were trying to fix the quarterback issue. But Houston ended up with everything they got back in the trade and still ended up with the better quarterback than Cleveland.
Wow.
I don't know how Cleveland looks at this and goes, yeah, we're still good with everything that went down.
Yeah, so indirectly or directly from the trade, here are all the players that Houston has received. So again, and indirectly, meaning like they had a pick, they traded back, accumulated more picks, which led to the drafting of that player, if that makes some sense. Kenyon Green is one of their starting offensive linemen. John Metchie III, all right, one of their wide receivers. Christian Harris at linebacker. Thomas Booker, Damian Pierce, they're one of the running backs. Will Anderson Jr., obviously their star defensive end. Kalen Bullock, the safety for him. We all know about Tank Dell, was phenomenal last year. Obviously, thoughts of prayers with him. Obviously, he went through an issue this past 72 hours. Kamari Lassiter this year, who will play cornerback for them. Jamal Hill, I believe, is a linebacker. And then Cade Stover at tight end. So those are all of the players that they got in exchange. And they didn't obviously utilize the draft capital from the trade to get C.J. Stroud, but obviously because of the trade, you had a need for a quarterback, so that led them to drafting C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. Who would you rather take right now, C.J. Stroud or Deshaun Watson?
C.J. Stroud.
Oh, God. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
Dang.
And you know what I love about him too, and because I got to see a little bit of the deal that he did with Micah Parsons, is that young man loves football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he loves football.
When they were designing that play, that make-believe play that they were going to, like, they were scouting.
Well, it's not a make-believe, but yeah.
Like, putting together, like, how would you beat my defense? Like he's pretty sharp, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he loves ball. He loves the X's and O's. He loves all of that. Like, there's no question to me him being able to be one of the top quarterbacks in this league. Like, it's funny. Like, I would say there's Patrick Mahomes, who plays the style in his own way, like, very different from Tom Brady, even though he's chasing Tom Brady. I would actually make the case that, like, C.J. Stroud is kind of more of that, like, Tom Brady-esque in the way he plays. Like, from the pocket, he can obviously move and create, but a lot of it's just absolute lethal accuracy from the pocket, downfield, clutch throws, all that. Like, that game, I think, mimics more Tom Brady than where Patrick Mahomes' game is, just with his running ability and the way he creates and throws cross body and all that stuff. I mean, Brady wasn't doing that sort of thing. Not saying Stroud can't make some of those throws, but you see him kind of play within the pocket much more. And it's, I mean, the sky's the limit for him, man. Like, if you were building a franchise right now, and you had to take a quarterback, I think everyone would say Patrick Mahomes. Pretty soon after that, you're probably saying C.J. Stroud.
Mm. At what point do you say we've got to figure out how to move on from this guy?
After this year. If they don't have the success that they want to have in Cleveland this year, you'd start be thinking about the plan afterwards.
I mean, he's held you hostage for what, 3 years now? Two years?
Two, at least as part of the Browns organization.
Yeah, man.
I want to do Browns fans, because I have a buddy who's a Browns fan. I heard some people talking when we were doing the graduate remote in Columbus that they're kind of over it. Like, I think they all feel like, yeah, we got hosed here. Just not.
They're accepting of it.
It's almost like, because when Joe Flacco came in and played the way that he played, man, Deshaun Watson's never played like that since being in Cleveland. And I know he's been injured, but that's part of the story. Like, your availability is your best ability. He hasn't been there.
I take that back, by the way. They can't move on from him until after 2026.
Dang.
Like, he's got three more years there. There's nothing Cleveland can do unless they want to take probably the biggest dead cap hit in the history of the NFL.
Dang.
I mean, the next 2 years, like, you were in territory of there's no way. If they were to move on from him this year, which obviously they're not, all right, so that's a hypothetical. I'm not even going to tell you the number, but it's a 9-figure number and it starts with a 2. After 2025, or around 2025, it'd be $136 million, basically $137 million. And then 2026 would be 72, almost 73 million.
Good God.
I mean, honestly, don't you got.
There's nothing Cleveland can do.
There's nothing they can do. So if he goes out there and he plays and something happens, soft tissue injury of some kind,
guaranteed,
hits his head, there's
nothing.
It's
an awesome
contract.
For players, like, I wish more players could sign something like this. It is the most security that a player has ever had in NFL history.
Well, you just gave your boy some props. Give him some props.
Yeah, there's nothing greater. There's nothing else to say. It's the greatest contract in NFL history.
Show the agent some love. Go ahead. Give him a
call. Yeah, David Mulugeta.
Bam!
Sign him to it.
All
it's
right.
The greatest contract in NFL history. But it does put the team in a precarious spot where if they don't feel like he's playing up to the standard they need him to, there's nothing they can do. I mean, you could try to trade him, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a team that...
Ain't nobody trading for him.
Well, they're not trading for him in the contract if he hasn't played well enough, right? Like, if Cleveland's
right.
Like, well, he's not playing well enough for us, they're like, why are we going to take him off your hands?
Right, not for that price tag.
No.
Nah, it's not possible.
But it's the greatest contract in NFL history. And I don't know that it'll ever be challenged anytime soon. It will be surpassed maybe with total value, but not as far as guaranteed at signing. To have a 5-year fully guaranteed deal, it's just ridiculous. Like, I don't know that you're going to see an owner want to do that with a player. I mean, Patrick Mahomes would be the player that you would have done it with, and obviously Clark Hunt hasn't even done that.
Yeah, it's not a great setup for the Cleveland Browns, but who knows? And he is throwing. I did see he was
he's throwing.
Well, I think he was throwing the ball 40 yards. So that was the last update I saw
last
week. Yeah, so
all
he's
right.
off the surgery.
Shouts out
year.
To Deshaun.
And by the way, if you were looking for a potential trade partner, yep. you probably want somebody with a common interest. Might I recommend the Patriots? I'm just saying. You know, there is the potential wow. of.
Why would they do that?
Well, Bobby Orchids.
Bobby Orchids. They can. There's some relatability
joint
there.
Joint discount.
I see what yeah. you're doing there.
Yeah. See?
Joint sessions.
It's like a family plan.
Dang, therapy sessions. Like, let's talk. You're Bobby Orchids. I'm Tile Watson.
I'm Massage Watson.
Hi, I have a problem. I like massages. I mean, they both like massages.
That's a great point.
One wanted to be more private. The other one just went ahead and went in.
Yeah.
To the parlor. Dang.
A couple of thoroughbreds, that's
now
for sure.
Now that you've said it, now the Patriots don't seem so bad, yeah. even though they had a draft pick.
Can always go home, you know?
Dang.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here, it is a Tuesday tradition. It's a little something called Would You Rather. Lee Delap has got some stuff he's going to throw at us. We've got to make some difficult decisions live on the air, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up, top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. We do have an update. There was something we discussed on the show earlier. We've got an update for you on the future for one player and one franchise. We'll get into that for you here on FSR. Before we get to another edition of Would You Rather, though, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
Let's make history.
And now,
Would You Rather?
Would you rather? Your random topics, sports or otherwise.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got?
Oh, we're starting strong. Guys, in case you missed it, I know this is not in case you missed it, but in case you missed it, Allie Walker was drinking out of a catfish the other day at the Predators game. She was drinking a beer. I don't know if you know what that means. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Who? Allie Walker.
She's a singer. Doesn't matter. She was chugging a beer out of a dead catfish, which leads me to question. Would you
like
rather...
a real dead catfish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, not... I mean, real, but dead. Yeah.
Yeah, real
but it
dead.
Was real.
Yeah. No, it real was dead. Real dead, yeah.
Real dead.
And they fill it up with beer?
Yeah. I mean, they just shoot it through. It's like a...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where, you know, if I could say how I really feel, but I'd get canceled if I said it, so I'm not going to say it.
Oh, you think you could say people it. Do
that's
that?
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard no S. That's some wild S to me.
But you think Brady and I have heard something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he said it's a white person.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
What saying?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of that in my entire existence.
That's a white people drinking
I'm
game.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I've eaten catfish before.
No, I've eaten catfish. Now, that's a black folks thing. It's a crack. But drinking that beer through one is not, that's not on, that wasn't, you know, in the manual.
By the way, isn't catfish are filthy, right? They're
bottom feeders.
Drinking beer through it?
That's why you got to fry them just to make them taste good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You just drink it through the mouth, huh? Just went mouth to mouth with it.
It probably wouldn't look as bad if you fried the catfish and then drank the beer through it.
Now, that would be
good,
a beer
actually.
Battered, a beer filled. Like, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's my question. Would you rather drink or chug a beer through a catfish or through a dirty shoe?
Ooh.
Which is an Australian thing.
I'm not doing
catfish.
Either one of those.
I'll go
man.
Catfish.
I'm not going to entertain either one of those.
I'm going to go catfish.
If I had to. No, I'm not.
Come on, Bar.
I'll take the physical challenge.
What if it was a pretty girl shoe?
Well,
here's
I have
what I'll say
think
is...
about that.
Or a pretty
the
catfish.
The shoe's not going to contain poop. The catfish is a bottom feeder. It's eating all kinds of stuff down there.
Very true. But you don't
basically...
know that. You don't necessarily know that, Q. What if she was walking around barefooted at some point in time and picked up some fecal matter?
That's true. I mean, that's the risk I'm willing to take, honestly.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because I know for a fact that fish...
That fish got it.
...ate fish poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing either one. I'm sorry. I'll take this just for the sake of. I'm gonna take the shoe just for the sake of the segment. But
there you go.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. It's just not on my. It's not something I would do.
You guys are
Come
trying
on,
to
Jonas,
avoid
no,
the
what?
Answer. Come
I,
on.
All right, I Lee, said catfish.
Yeah.
You said you take the
catfish? Yeah.
I said food. We're
all right.
Good.
All right, guys.
She's nasty for that.
If you had to choose one or the other, would you rather watch the rest of the NBA playoffs or the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Stanley Cup.
NBA. NBA.
Yeah, the Pens aren't in it. I'll go NBA.
Yeah, I will say this,
Pens
though.
Aren't in it.
I love watching Anthony Edwards. He has reignited a fire that I have to watch the Timberwolves play. It has nothing to do with that being Scott's team.
He's awesome.
I just think Anthony Edwards plays the game the way when I was growing up, you saw the NBA play.
LeBar came up with the best comp, Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
Sure. Dominique Wilkins.
Whoever you want to compare it to. I'm just saying, you don't see dudes mashing when like they go to the rim like he does. And that's just, it's a different, and you know what the other thing is? He was talking the other day in the press conference, post-game, talking about Carl Anthony Towns and just how like they need him to not foul out.
Yeah.
But he sits there as, in my opinion, Edwards is the best player on that team. But he sits there and says, No. Like Carl Anthony Towns is the best player on the floor. That's why we need him so bad in the game. How many stars of the NBA are that selfless or that humble enough to talk like that?
Yeah, he's pretty cool, dude.
He's an awesome. Yeah, he's the future cool. of the NBA, and I hope they realize that and continue to build around him and his personality.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I agree with that. Go ahead, Lee.
Guys, would you rather fight Mike Tyson for one round or sound like him for the rest of your life?
Oh, one gosh. Round. I'm going to take that one round. I'm going to take that one round.
That is a great one, Lee.
That is a good one.
Lee, did you come up with this?
Yeah, sure.
That's a good one, Lee.
That was a good one.
Probably one round.
I mean, I feel like you would sound like him if you fought him for
you
one
can,
round.
But you can
Lorena,
run.
Lorena, did you come up with that? Be honest.
Not that one, no. Oh, okay. I was the catfish.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Oh,
figures.
I would rather fight him for one round.
Run for a round if you don't want fighting. Yeah, run.
I don't want to sound like that.
I would be curious to see how bad it hurts, you know? Like, how bad does a Mike Tyson punch hurt, you know? I told you when Zibby fought in Madison Square Garden, Julio Cesar Chavez, he was walking through because his son, Junior, was fighting. And one of our D linemen, Trevor Laws, was like, hey, punch me in the stomach. He asked him to. Dude.
The dad.
It was so quick. It was like a two-inch punch, and it literally dropped him. Like, that's how vicious it is.
Dang. Like this hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drop this hour. Watch it.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.